Workout clothes are not for you. That's the message some women get when they try to buy exercise clothes that fit them. Professor Deborah Crystal at Washington State University conducted a study on women size 16 or bigger who try to buy workout clothing, and she found they often have to cross-dress to find their size.
The main thing that we found was that plus-size women feel it's impossible to be obese and feminine, especially in their exercise clothing, and that the majority of them resorted to wearing men's clothing and simply in order to engage in exercise. And one other thing that we found that was interesting is that they felt the only way they could be feminine is if they lost weight.
Yeah, you found that over 75% of the plus size women you talked to said they had to shop in the men's section for clothing. How does that happen? Can you tell us one woman's story?
Yeah, one participant. She said that her husband was a little bit larger, and so was her son. And she would use them as an excuse to buy clothing for herself. So when she was shopping, she would go into the men's section with this mentality that, oh, I'm just getting workout clothes for my husband or my son. But really, she was looking for herself because she'd gone so many times to the women's department to find workout clothing, and nothing would be either her size or there wasn't anything that she liked if it did fit her.
How do women react to having to shop in the men's department?
Well, I think the problem is that if a person, regardless of their body shape, size, if they don't want to wear men's clothing, then they shouldn't be forced to. And it's the limited options for this demographic that are really providing them with no other options. And most of the women said, we love to be active. I like working out. It feels good. It's instinctual to want to move your body. But it can be really uncomfortable when you're asked to wear something that you don't feel expresses who you are or that you can identify with. And particularly if it's a different gender, because when you look at someone, the very first thing that the human brain does is says, is that a man or a woman? And when a woman is wearing men's clothing, the default assumption is, oh, you know, they're cross-dressing or they must be gay. And a lot of our, all of the women in our study identified as heterosexual. And they said, I don't want to be perceived as, you know, gay or LGBTQ because I'm not. And they weren't saying that there was anything wrong with that. But personally, that's not how they wanted to be identified. And compromising your identity is really emotionally draining. The women we talked to said, I can't be obese and feminine. And the only way to be feminine is to be thin. And I don't think that's right.
So the lack of fashionable and attractive clothes, that can keep somebody from working out.
A lot of women in our study said that there were days when they would get up and look at their workout clothes and just feel totally deflated and lose their motivation and say, ugh, I don't want to do it. But on the other hand, some plus-size women that have been kind of in between, where they're just on the verge and they can fit into the high-profile, you know, fashionable clothing brands, they love it. And they say, I feel so cute when I can put on my cute yoga pants, and it actually motivates me to be more active.
Is there any hope in a trend away from strict gender roles and toward androgyny, or does that not really play out yet in the gym?
No, I think there is some hope for that. And I'm really happy that people are able to express themselves in any way that they want, especially, you know, with the strides that the LGBT community has been making in regards to expressing yourself in any kind of gender that you identify with. And I think the fashion industry is helping to provide options that are less gender specific, but for the majority of fashion brands, they do, you know, either target men's or women's.
And this is not just about workout clothes. Describe how American retail fashion can work against women, especially plus size women.
You know, self-esteem, clothing, and confidence are all tied in together. And I think that if we, not just academia, but the fashion industry, wants to enhance the world and make people feel good, then everyone should be able to feel comfortable and confident in their attire, whether it's working out, going to an interview, going to work. And you're totally right. There's so many different roles that people play, and plus size women are at a disadvantage in being able to pick and choose different roles that they can play because of the limited clothing options. And most people don't think that. The assumption and thought is, well, you know, if you want to wear our clothing or participate in this activity, then you'll just lose weight. But it's not that simple.
Deborah Crystal is a professor in Washington State University's Apparel, Merchandising, Design, and Textiles Department. This summer, she told me she's teaching a fat studies class at WSU, where she will talk with her students about fatness as a social justice issue.